Hold on significa esperar por un corto tiempo. Hold on. Hold on. Por favor, espera un minuto. Please hold on a minute. Please hold on a minute. Please hold on a minute. Espera, alguien está en la puerta. Hold on, someone is at the door. Hold on, someone is at the door. Hold on, someone is at the door. Hurry up significa apurarse. Hurry up. Hurry up. Debemos apurarnos. We must hurry up. We must hurry up. We must hurry up. Date prisa, no tenemos todo el día. Hurry up, we don't have all day. Hurry up, we don't have all day. Hurry up, we don't have all day. Keep away significa evitando acercarse a alguien o algo. Keep away. Keep away. Manténgase alejado del perro. Keep away from the dog. Keep away from the dog. Keep away from the dog. Me mantendré alejado del fuego. I will keep away from the fire. I will keep away from the fire. I will keep away from the fire. Keep down significa mantener el sonido bajo. Keep down. Keep down. Mantenga la baja la música. Keep down the music. Keep down the music. Keep down the music. Manténlo bajo. Estoy tratando de escuchar a mi madre. Keep it down. I'm trying to hear my mother. Keep it down. I'm trying to hear my mother. Keep it down. I'm trying to hear my mother. Keep on. Significa seguir haciendo algo. Keep on. Keep on. Sigue haciéndolo. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it. Seguiré adelante a pesar de la lluvia. I will keep on going despite the rain. I will keep on going despite the rain. I will keep on going despite the rain. Leave out significa no incluir a alguien o algo. Leave out. Leave out. No voy a incluirlo. I will leave it out. 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 Deja fuera el resto. No lo necesitamos. Leave out the rest. We don't need it. Leave out the rest. We don't need it. Leave out the rest. We don't need it. Let in. Permitir que alguien o algo entre a un lugar. Let in. Let in. Déjame entrar. Let me in. Let me in. Let me in. Deja entrar a la mujer. Ella trabaja aquí. Let the woman in. She works here. Let the woman in. She works here. Let the woman in. She works here. Light up significa iluminar algo. Light up. Light up. Ilumina el árbol de Navidad. Light up the Christmas tree. Light up. The Christmas tree. Light up the Christmas tree. Quiere encender su vela. He wants to light up his candle. He wants to light up his candle. He wants to light up his candle. Look forward to. Significa anticipar un evento futuro porque te hace feliz. Look forward to. Look forward to. Estoy emocionado por el concierto. I look forward to the concert. I look forward to the concert. I look forward to the concert. Espero tener noticias de tu madre. I look forward to hearing from your mother. I look forward to hearing from your mother. I look forward to hearing from your mother. Look out. Significa estar alerto. Look out. Look out. Por favor, ponte alerto. Please look out. Please look out. Please look out. Debo estar atento al peligro. I must look out for danger. I must look out for danger. I must look out for danger. Make up. Significa inventar una historia. Make up. Make up. Nomás inventa una historia. Just make up a story. Just make up a story. Just make up a story. Quiere inventar una historia para que su madre no sepa lo que pasó realmente. He wants to make up a story so his mother doesn't know what really happened. He wants to make up a story so his mother doesn't know what really happened. Payback significa devolver dinero que le debe a alguien. Pay back. Payback. Voy a devolverte el dinero. I will pay you back. I will pay you back. I will pay you back. Pagaremos lo que nos dieron. We will pay back what they gave us. We will pay back what they gave us. We will pay back what they gave us. Plan for. Significa prepararse para un gran evento. Plan for. Plan for. Hay que prepararnos para el viaje. Let's plan for the trip. Let's plan for the trip. Let's plan for the trip. Estoy planeando la boda. I'm planning for the wedding. planning for the wedding. I'm planning for the wedding. Plan on significa tener la intención de hacer algo. Plan on. Plan on. Planeo en visitarlos. I plan on visiting them. I plan on visiting them. I plan on visiting them. Planeo decirles la verdad. I plan on telling them the truth. I plan on telling them the truth. I plan on telling them the truth. Screw up significa hacer un error o fracasar. Screw up. Screw up. Cometí un error. I screwed up. I screwed up. I screwed up. Tengo miedo de hacer algo mal. I'm afraid I will screw up. I'm afraid I will screw up. I'm afraid I will screw up. Set up. Organizar una actividad o evento. Set up. Set up. Voy a hacer una cita. I will set up an appointment. I will set up an appointment. I will set up an appointment. Voy a preparar todo. I will set everything up. I will set everything up. I will set everything up. Sit down significa sentarse. Sit down. Sit down. Por favor, siéntate. Please sit down. Please sit down. Please sit down. Me sentaré en 5 minutos. I will sit down in 5 minutes. I will sit down in 5 minutes. I will sit down in 5 minutes. Slow down significa hacer algo más lento. Slow down. Slow down. Deberíamos ir más lento. We should slow down. We should slow down. We should slow down. Ve más lento. Vas demasiado rápido. Slow down. You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going too fast. Slow down. You're going too fast. Stress out. Significa estar demasiado estresado. Stress out. Stress out. No te estreses. Don't stress out. Don't stress out. Don't stress out. A veces me estreso por pequeñas cosas. Sometimes I stress out over little things. Sometimes I stress out over little things. Sometimes I stress out over little things. Tear down significa deconstruir un edificio o hogar. Tear down. Tear down. Van a deconstruir la casa. They will tear down the house. They will tear down the house. No derribes la tienda. Don't tear down the store. Don't tear down the store. Don't tear down the store. Tear off significa quitar con fuerza. Tear off. No lo quites de la pared. Don't tear it off the wall. Don't tear it off the wall. Don't tear it off the wall. Voy a quitar el papel. I will tear off the paper. I will tear off the paper. I will tear off the paper. Throw up significa vomitar. Throw up. Throw up. Quería vomitar. I wanted to throw up. I wanted to throw up. I wanted to throw up. No me gusta vomitar. I don't like throwing up. I don't like throwing up. I don't like throwing up. Track down significa localizar a alguien o algo. Track down. Track down. La policía localizará el sospechoso. The police will track down the suspect. The police will track down the suspect. Voy a localizar su madre. I will track down your mother. I will track down your mother. I will track down your mother. Trade in significa cambiar algo viejo por algo nuevo. Trade in. Trade in. Quiero cambiar este juego. I want to trade in this game. I want to trade in this game. I want to trade in this game. ¿Podemos cambiar teléfonos? Can we trade in phones? Can we trade in phones? Can we trade in phones? Try on. Significa ver cómo algo te queda. Try on. Try on. Ponte esta camisa. Try on this shirt. Try on this shirt. Try on this shirt. Pruébate los pantalones. Try the pants on. Try the pants on. Try the pants on. Turn into significa transformarse. Turn into. Turn into. Se transformó a un monstruo. He turned into a monster. He turned into a monster. He turned into a monster. La casa fue convertida a un restaurante. The house was turned into a restaurant. The house was turned into a restaurant. Wake up significa despertarse. Wake up. Wake up. No me quería despertar. I did not want to wake up. I did not want to wake up. I did not want to wake up. Mañana me voy a despertar temprano. I will wake up early tomorrow. I will wake up early tomorrow. I will wake up early tomorrow. Usar todo de algo. Use up. Use up. Gasté toda la batería. I used up the whole battery. I used up the whole battery. I used up the whole battery. No lo uses todo. Guarda algo para mí. Don't use it all up. Save some for me. Don't use it all up. Save some for me. Don't use it all up. Save some for me. Wear off significa desaparecer gradualmente. Wear off. Wear off. La mancha va a desaparecer pronto. The stain will wear off soon. The stain will wear off soon. Chop up significa cortar algo en pedazos con un cuchillo. Chop up. Chop up. Por favor, córtalo. Please chop it up. Please chop it up. Please chop it up. Lo cortarán mañana. They will chop it up tomorrow. They will chop it up tomorrow. They will chop it up tomorrow. Clear out significa eliminar cosas completamente de un lugar. Clear out. Clear out. Por favor, limpia el apartamento. Please clear out the apartment. Please clear out the apartment. Please clear out the apartment. Él limpió el lugar para nosotros. He cleared out the place for us. He cleared out the place for us. He cleared out the place for us. Close down. Significa cuando las actividades o servicios de un negocio finalizan para siempre. Close down. Close down. La tienda cerró. The store closed down. The store closed down. The store closed down. La farmacia cerrará el próximo mes. The pharmacy will close down next month. The pharmacy will close down next month. The pharmacy will close down next month. Close off. Significa bloquear una entrada o camino. Close off. Close off. La policía bloqueó la calle. The police blocked off the street. The police blocked off the street. The police blocked off the street. Voy a bloquear la entrada para que no se escapen. I will close off the entrance so they don't escape. I will close off the entrance so they don't escape. I will close off the entrance so they don't escape. Come about. Significa cuando algo sucede. Come about. Come about. ¿Cómo pasó? How did it come about? How did it come about? How did it come about? Será en 2 semanas. It will come about in 2 weeks. It will come about in 2 weeks. Come back. Significa volver a un lugar. Come back. Come back. Por favor, vuelve. Please come back. Please come back. Quiero volver. I want to come back. I want to come back. I want to come back. Calm down. Significa bajar. Calm down. Calm down. Baja de allí. Come down from there. Come down from there. Come down from there. Voy a bajar. I will come down. I will come down. I will come down. Come in. Significa cuando alguien o algo entra a un lugar. Come in. Come in. Por favor, entra. Please come in. Please come in. Please come in. Come off. Significa cuando algo se quita o se separa de donde estaba originalmente conectado. Come off. Come off. Se cayó de la pared. It came off the wall. It came off the wall. It came off the wall. Se puede quitar fácilmente. It can come off easily. It can come off easily. It can come off easily. Come out. Significa salir de un lugar. Come out. Come out. ¿Puedes salir? Can you come out? Can you come out? Can you come out? Voy a salir pronto. I will come out soon. I will come out soon. I will come out soon. Come up with. Cuando piensas en una solución, idea, plan o excusa. Come up with. Come up with. Se me ocurrió una idea. I came up with an idea. I came up with an idea. I came up with an idea. Se me ocurrirá algo. I will come up with something. I will come up with something. I will come up with something. Count on significa depender de alguien o algo. Count on. Count on. Puedes depender de mí. You can count on me. You can count on me. You can count on me. Count up significa contar todo de algo o personas en un grupo. Count up. Count up. Cuenta todas las canicas. Count up the marbles. Count up the marbles. Count up the marbles. Contaré a los estudiantes. I will count up the students. I will count up the students. I will count up the students. Cover up significa esconder o cubrir algo. Cover up. Cover up. Escondió la verdad. He covered up the truth. He covered up the truth. He covered up the truth. Los periódicos escondieron el escándalo. The newspapers covered up the scandal. The newspapers covered up the scandal. The newspapers covered up the scandal. Crack down significa tomar más medidas de lo normal contra las malas acciones. Crack down. Crack down. Necesitamos una ofensiva contra el crimen. We need a crackdown on crime. We need a crackdown on crime. We need a crackdown on crime. La policía va a tomar medidas contra las drogas. The police will crack down on drugs. The police will crack down on drugs. The police will crack down on drugs. Cross off significa eliminar a alguien o algo de una lista. Cross off. Cross off. Quita su nombre. Cross off his name. Cross off his name. Cross off his name. Quité dos naranjas de la lista. I crossed off two oranges from the list. I crossed off two oranges from the list. Cut back significa gastar menos dinero en algo. Cut back. Cut back. Voy a gastar menos dinero en pizza. I will cut back on pizza. I will cut back on pizza. I will cut back on pizza. Voy a gastar menos en los restaurantes. I will cut back on restaurants. I will cut back on restaurants. I will cut back on restaurants. Cut off significa separar completamente una parte. Cut off. Cut off. Cut off. Corté la esquina. I cut off the corner. 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 Voy a cortar el cable. I will cut off the cable. I will cut off the cable. I will cut off the cable. Do over significa hacer algo de nuevo para mejorar o corregir errores. Do over. Do over. Hazlo de nuevo. Do it over. Do it over. Do it over. Lo haré de nuevo esta tarde. I will do it over this afternoon. I will do it over this afternoon. I will do it over this afternoon. Doze off significa dormirse sin querer. Doze off. Doze off. Me dormí. I dozed off. I dozed off. I dozed off. No te duermas durante la clase. Don't doze off during class. Don't doze off during class. Don't doze off during class. Dress up significa usar ropa formal para una ocasión especial. Dress up. Dress up. Te ves bien vestido. You look all dressed up. You look all dressed up. You look all dressed up. Me vestiré para ella. I will dress up for her. I will dress up for her. I will dress up for her. Drop in significa visitar a alguien sin hacer planes primero. Drop in. Drop in. Él acaba de llegar. He just dropped in. He just dropped in. He just dropped in. Visita cuando quieras. Drop in whenever you like. Drop in whenever you like. Drop in whenever you like. Eat up significa cuando alguien consume toda su comida. Eat up. Eat up. Eat up. No te comas todo. Don't eat up everything. Don't eat up everything. Don't eat up everything. Me comeré el pastel. I will eat up the cake. I will eat up the cake. I will eat up the cake. Empty out significa quitar todo de un espacio. Empty out. Empty out. Quita todo de la caja. Empty out the box. Empty out the box. Empty out the box. Voy a vaciar la casa. I will empty out the house. I will empty out the house. I will empty out the house. End up significa el resultado final de algo planeado o no planeado. End up. End up. Puedes terminar perdido. You can end up lost. You can end up lost. You can end up lost. Terminará muerto si va a un lugar peligroso. He will end up dead if he goes to a dangerous place. He will end up dead if he goes to a dangerous place. Fall down significa caerse al suelo. Fall down. Fall down. No quiero caerme. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to fall down. I don't want to fall down. Podrías caerte si pisas al hielo. You might fall down if you step on the ice. You might fall down if you step on the ice. You might fall down if you step on the ice. Fill out significa completar un formulario. Fill out. Fill out. Rellene este formulario. Fill out this form. Fill out this form. Fill out this form. Lo voy a llenar mañana. I will fill it out tomorrow. I will fill it out tomorrow. I will fill it out tomorrow. Fill up significa llenar algo completamente. Fill up. Fill up. Llena el tanque. Fill up the tank. Fill up the tank. Fill up the tank. Voy a llenar la botella de agua. I will fill up the water bottle. I will fill up the water bottle. I will fill up the water bottle. Find out. Significa descubrir algo. Find out. Find out. Quiero descubrir la verdad. I want to find out the truth. I want to find out the truth. I want to find out the truth. Pronto lo sabremos. We will find out soon. We will find out soon. We will find out soon. Get along. Significa tener buenas interacciones con los demás. Get along. Get along. Nos llevamos bien. We get along well. We get along well. We get along well. Me llevo bien con mis primos. I get along well with my cousins. I get along well with my cousins. I get along well with my cousins. Get away. Significa escapar de algo. Get away. Get away. Me quiero escapar de aquí. I want to get away from here. I want to get away. From here. I want to get away from here. El niño se alejó del fuego. The boy got away from the fire. The boy got away. From the fire. The boy got away from the fire. Get off. Significa salirse de una forma de transporte. Get off. Get off. Get off. Bájate del autobús. Get off the bus. Get off the bus. Get off the bus. Me voy a bajar del auto. I will get off the car. I will get off the car. I will get off the car. Get out significa salir. Get out. Get out. Saldrá de prisión. He will get out of prison. He will get out of prison. He will get out of prison. Dejaré salir al perro a jugar. I will let out the dog to play. I will let out the dog to play. I will let out the dog to play. Give away. Significa dar algo gratis. Give away. Give away. Voy a regalar mis zapatos. I will give away my shoes. I will give away my shoes. I will give away my shoes. Él regaló sus posesiones. He gave away his possessions. He gave away his possessions. He gave away his possessions. Give in significa rendirse. Give in. Give in. No me quiero rendir. I don't want to give in. I don't want to give in. I don't want to give in. Nunca nos rendimos. We never give in. We never give in. We never give in. Give up. Significa dejar de hacer algo sin completarlo. Give up. And give up. Ella no va a parar. She won't give up. She won't give up. She won't give up. Me rendí durante el juego. I gave up during the game. I gave up during the game. I gave up during the game. Go beyond. Significa hacer más que es o mejor de lo que es normal. Go beyond. Go beyond. Iré más allá de los límites. I will go beyond the limits. I will go beyond the limits. I will go beyond the limits. Ella fue más allá de lo recomendado. She went beyond what was recommended. She went beyond what was recommended. She went beyond what was recommended. Go with. Significa acompañar a alguien a un lugar. Go with. Go with. Go with. Ve conmigo. Go with me. Go with me. Go with me. Iré con ellos. I will go with them. I will go with them. I will go with them. Grow up. Significa cuando cambias físicamente de un niño a un adulto. Grow up. Grow up. Él ha crecido. He has grown up. He has grown up. He has grown up. Crecerá para ser una buena mujer. She will grow up to be a nice woman. She will grow up to be a nice woman. She will grow up to be a nice woman. Hand in significa darle algo a una persona de autoridad. Hand in. Hand in. Entrega tu trabajo. Hand in your work. Hand in your work. Hand in your work. ¿Todos entregaron su tarea? Did everyone hand in their homework? Did everyone hand in their homework? Did everyone hand in their homework? Handout significa distribuir algo gratis a otras personas. Hand out. Hand out. Por favor, distribúyalos. Please hand them out. Please hand them out. Please hand them out. Voy a distribuir botellas de agua. I will hand out water bottles. I will hand out water bottles. I will hand out water bottles. Hang around significa pasar tiempo en un lugar. Hang around. Hang around. Pasemos el rato en la cafetería. Let's hang around in the cafeteria. Let's hang around in the cafeteria. Let's hang around in the cafeteria. No te quedes por allí, es peligroso. Don't hang around there, it's dangerous. Don't hang around there, it's dangerous. Don't hang around there, it's dangerous. Heat up significa calentar algo o provocar un aumento en temperatura. Heat up. Heat up. No lo calientes. Don't heat it up. Don't heat it up. Don't heat it up. Calentaré el apartamento. Hace frío. I will heat up the apartment. It's cold. I will heat up the apartment. It's cold. I will heat up the apartment. It's cold. Help out significa ayudar a las personas con algo. Help out. Help out. Te puedo ayudar. I can help you out. I can help you out. I can help you out. Ayúdanos con esto. Help us out with this. Help us out with this. Help us out with this. Blow up significa hacer que algo explote. Blow up. Blow up. Espero que no explote. I hope it doesn't explode. I hope it doesn't explode. I hope it doesn't explode. La casa podría explotar. The house might blow up. The house might blow up. The house might blow up. Break in significa entrar a un lugar ilegalmente y con el uso de la fuerza. Break in. Break in. Un ladrón entró en mi casa. A thief broke into my house. A thief broke into my house. A thief broke into my house. Quiere entrar a la tienda. He wants to break into the store. He wants to break into the store. He wants to break into the store. Break out significa escapar de un lugar, situación o forma de vida. Break out. Break out. El prisionero quiere escapar. The prisoner wants to escape. The prisoner wants to escape. The prisoner wants to escape. Debemos salir para sobrevivir. We must break out to survive. We must break out to survive. We must break out to survive. Bump into significa cuando te cruzas con alguien por accidente. Bump into. Bump into. Me encontré con un amigo. I bumped into a friend. I bumped into a friend. I bumped into a friend. El sospechoso chocó con la policía. The suspect bumped into the police. The suspect bumped into the police. Burn down significa cuando alguien usa fuego para destruir una estructura. Burn down. Burn down. El niño quemó la casa. The boy burned down the house. The boy burned down the house. The boy burned down the house. Puede quemarse si no tenemos agua. It can burn down if we don't have water. It can burn down if we don't have water. It can burn down if we don't have water. Call back. Significa llamar a alguien otra vez. Call back. Call back. Por favor, llámame otra vez. Please call me back. Please call me back. Please call me back. Te voy a llamar otra vez. I will call you back. I will call you back. I will call you back. Call off. Significa cancelar un evento. Call off. Call off. Call off. Canceló el concierto. He called off the concert. He called off the concert. He called off the concert. Lo podríamos cancelar si llueve. We might cancel it if it rains. We might cancel it if it rains. We might cancel it if it rains. Care for, care of, significa cuidar a alguien o algo. Care for, care of, care for, care of. Me cuido de ella. I care for her. I care for her. I care for her. ¿Cuidas a tu abuela? Do you take care of your grandmother? Do you take care of your grandmother? Do you take care of your grandmother? Catch on. Significa entender o darse cuenta de algo. Catch on. Catch on. Él se dará cuenta eventualmente. He will catch on eventually. He will catch on eventually. He will catch on eventually. Estoy entendiendo lo que dices. I'm catching on to what you're saying. I'm catching on to what you're saying. I'm catching on to what you're saying. Chicken out. Significa abstenerse de hacer algo por miedo. Chicken out. Chicken out. Se acobardó. He chickened out. He chickened out. He chickened out.